This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Mokom Shenogu, Lasis Malacha, Ba'arvi Pesachim Ad Chatzois, Oisin. It is forbidden to work on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, since this is the time that the Korban Pesach was offered. In some places, it is customary not to work on Erev Pesach before noon either, so that they will have time to prepare for Pesach. The Mishnah tells us that in places where it is customary to work on Erev Pesach before noon, one may work then. Welcome Shenagu Shelo Lasais Ein Eisen. In places where it is customary not to work before noon, one may not. Ha'hoylech mimakayim she'aisin l'makayim she'ein aisin. If a person goes from a place where it is customary to work before noon to a place where it is not, o mimakayim she'ein aisin l'makayim she'aisin, or vice versa, naisnin olav chumrei makam she'yatsa misham,
he must follow the stringencies of the place he left and the place he arrived to and not work. Normally, a person should not practice customs differently from those around him since it causes machlokes. In this case, however, if he refrains from working while those around him work, there's no cause for machlokes since people will just assume he has no work to do, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Kayotze Boi, Hamoilech Peiris Shvius, Mimakayim Shekalu, Mimakayim Shalokalu. On the Shemitah year, one may gather wild produce and store it for himself, as long as there is still wild produce outside for the wild animals. He may keep the produce he gathered for himself. Once there is no longer anything outside for the wild animals, he must remove the produce from his home. So the Mishnah tells us, if a person brought Shemitah produce from a place where there is no longer anything outside to a place where there is still more outside, oy mimakam shalokalu lamakam shakalui, or vice versa, chayov levoer, he must remove the stored produce from his home. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Aimrim Loi, Tsei, Vahavi Loch Af Ata. Rabbi Yehuda said that he may keep his stored produce and tell anyone who complains, go bring for yourself too. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mokom Shenagu Limkor Behema Dako Lagoyim, Moichrin.
It is forbidden for a Jew to let his animal work on Shabbos. One may not even sell large animal used for work like oxen and horses to a guy as a precaution, lest one come to rent them to a guy, and the Gentile will then work them on Shabbos. In some places, it is the minhag not even to sell small animals that do not work, such as sheep, as a precaution, lest one come to sell large animals. So the Mishnah tells us, in places where it is customary to sell small animals, one may do so. Makom shenagu shelo limkor ein meichrin. In places where it is customary not to sell them, one may not. Ubechol makom ein meichrin lahem behema gaso. In any case, one may not sell large animals, agolim, including calves, usiyachim, and foals, shleimim ushevurin, even if they are wounded and unable to work. Rabbi Yehuda mate b'shevura. Rabbi Yehuda permitted selling wounded animals since there is no concern that the goy will work with it on Shabbos. Ben b'seira mate basus. Ben b'seira permitted selling horses since they are used to carry riders, and by Torah law, one may carry a human being on Shabbos. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mokom Shenagu Le'echol Tzoli B'leili Pesachim Oichlin. In places where it is customary to eat roasted meat on Seder night, one may do so. Makayim shenagu shelo le'echol ein eichlin, in places where it is customary not to do so, since it appears as if one is eating a korban pesach outside Eretz Yisrael, which would be forbidden, one may not do so. Makayim shenagu lalahadlik esanir b'leilei makipurim madlikin, in places where it is customary to light candles for Yom Kippur night, one must do so in order to prevent marital relations which are forbidden by candlelight. Makayim shenagu shelo lahadlik ein madlikin, in places where it is customary not to, one may not, lest the husband see his wife and be attracted. Umadlikin bebate kneisiyos ubebate midrashos, in either cases candles are lit in shuls. Ubemavais ho'afele, in dark alleys, va'al gabi ha'cholim, and next to the sick, and that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtus Psachim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, Makayim shenagu lasis malacha betishabav oisin, in places where it is customary to allow work on Tishabav, one may work. Makayim shenagu shelo lasis malacha ein oisin, in places where it is customary to forbid work, one may not. In either case, a Talmud Chacham should refrain from work on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, La'olam yasa adam atzmai Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that everyone should act like a Talmud Chacham in this regard. It does not appear presumptuous. V'chachamim Omerim Yehuda haya oisin malacha ba'avi psachim ad chatzais u'ba'golel lo haya oisin kol ikr. The Chachamim said that working on Erev Pesach before noon is not just an issue of custom. In the land of Yehuda, they held it was permitted, but in the Galilee, they held it was totally forbidden. Halayla, on the night before Pesach, according to the practice of the Galilee, Beishamai Oisrin, Shamai said that work is also forbidden. Ubeisilil Matimin ad Honetachama, but Beisilil said it is permitted. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtus Psochim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Malacha Shehischel Ba Koidem La'arba Oser, Goimra Ba'arba Oser. Reb Meir said that any work project that was begun before the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, may be completed on the 14th, avalo yaschil ba batachila ba'arba aser, but a new work project may not be begun, af al pi sheyachol legomro, even if it can be completed that day. V'chachamim oimrim, Sholosh umaniyos oisin malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzai. The Chachomim said that three professions are permitted on Erev Pesach before noon, since they are needed for Yontiv. Ve'eluhain, they are hachayotin, tailors, v'hasaparim, barbers, v'hakoifsin, and launderers. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af Hot Ratzonim, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda added shoemakers, and that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtus Psachim, Perek Gedalet Mishnah Zayin, Moshivin, Shevachin, Latarnagoylim, Ba'arba Oser, chicken coops may be prepared on the 14th for roosters and hens to mate. Latarnagoylis, Sheborcha, Machzirin Oisa, Lamakoyma, a hen that ran away can be returned to her eggs even during Chalamoyed. V'im mesa moshivin acheres tachteho, if it died, a different hen may be brought to take its place. Gorfin mitachas ragle behema ba'arba oser, on the 14th, dirt may be raked out from under the feet of the animals. Uva Moyed Misalkin Latstodin, on Chal HaMoyed, it may not be raked out of the pen entirely, but it may be pushed to the side. Molichin Umevian Kalim Mebes Ha'uman,
One may drop off things for repair on the 14th or pick them up from the repairman. Afalpi she'enam letzayach hamayed, even if he will not need them for yontiv. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Shisha Dvorim, Osu Anshe Yerichai. The people of Yerichai had six objectionable customs. Al Shloisha Michu Biyadam, three of which the Chachamim protested. Val Shloisha Lo Michu Biyadam, and three of which they did not. Ve'elu Hein Shelo Michu Biyadam. These are of those that they did not protest. Markivin de kolim kol hayoim. The Chachamim did not protest. They're grafting male palm branches onto female palm trees in order to produce fruit the entire day of the 14th, since there would have been a substantial loss had they not done it then. Vekorchin es shema. They did not protest omitting Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusay Lomvod after the Shema, V'koytzrin V'goytshin Lefnei Ha'oymer, and they did not protest harvesting and piling new grains before the Karban Ha'oymer, V'lomichu B'yodam, these are those that they did not protest, V'elu Shemichu B'yodam, but the following they did protest, Matirin Gam Ziyois Shel Hegdish. They protested against taking the branches that grew from trees that had been donated to the Beis HaMikdash. V'oichlin mitachas hanisharim b'Shabbos. They protested eating the fallen fruit found around trees on Shabbos, which might have fallen on Shabbos. V'nois ninpeya layorek. And they protested giving peya from vegetables. Vegetables are really exempt from peya. By incorrectly designating them as peya, they presumed they were exempt from miser. Umichu biyodam chachamim. These are those that the chachamim protested against. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo Hamelech. Chizkiyo Hamelech did six things. Al Shloisha Haidu Lai. The Chachamim agreed with him with three things. Val Shloisha Lo Haidu Lai. Over three things they did not agree with him. Girir Atzmois Aviv Al Mita Shal Chavalim V'Haidu Lai. He dragged his wicked father's dead body to its grave on a bed of ropes so that the disgrace would atone for him, and they agreed with him on it. Kitas Nichash Anachoshes They agreed to him on destroying the copper snake that Moshe made, since people were turning it into an idol. Gonaz Sefer Refuos V'Haiduloi. He hid a book of healing, which people relied on rather than davening to Hashem, and they agreed to him. Al Shloisha Lo Haiduloi. Over three, they did not agree to him. Kitzas Tlosai Shel Heichel V'Shigron Lamelech Ashur, Velo Hodula, cut the gold plates off the door of the Heichel and sent them to the king of Assyria as a gift, and they did not agree to him. Sosa me Gichon ho Elyon, Velo Hodulai. He cut off the water supply from the Gichon River so that the invading armies would not have water to drink, and they did not agree to him. Iba Nisan ben Nisan, Velo Hodulai. He added another month of Adar on the 30th of Adar Aleph, which could have already been made into Nisan had the moon been sighted, and they disagreed with him. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.